Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, good morning. My name is Empress, and I'm calling from A-Plus Federal Credit Union. I'm currently assisting our cardholder with a dispute regarding a charge that she does not recognize, and I wanted to inquire about this charge to find out if it's a valid charge or if it's fraudulent. Would you be able to further assist me?
Yes, ma'am. May I start out by getting her zip code?
Zip code is 76537.
Thank you for that. And may I have her first and last name, please?
First name is Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E. Last name, L-E-S-H-I-K-A-R.
I do. Thank you for that. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address?
128 Hondo Gap Lane, Gerald, Texas.
All righty, I do thank you for that. And I do see back on April the 14th, it does seem like she entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And due to the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes, it does state that you will be enrolled into a monthly subscription to one of our meal planning apps. And that is where she said she's billed that $59.89. Is that the charge she was referring to?
That's correct. She did mention that she went on Facebook and she said it's like a liquidation of a mixer, and I enter my card and it's a scam. And I'm like, sometimes people just don't read everything in the fine print.
Correct.
That is involved.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. That's what she's being billed for by her entering into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win that mixer. Then it enrolled her, and it doesn't state in the terms and conditions that you will be enrolled in a monthly subscription to one of the meal planning apps.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, bear with me. I'm just typing this in
so I can't read
the information.
That is fine.
Okay. So her card is blocked. That means the charges cannot go through anymore. So if she would have kept the card unblocked, it would have been $59.89 every single month.
Yes, ma'am. They would have billed her that every single, for as long as she was enrolled into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win that mixer, then she would be billed that every month. It's a monthly subscription.
Got it. Understood. And so the name matches, correct? And
cool.
The address is too?
Do you need to verify the email?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. It is Carrie. And whatever, I don't want to mispronounce her in the last name. It's L-E-S-H-I-K-A-R at yahoo.com.
Okay. Did she provide a phone number?
Yes, ma'am. Area code 512-508-0312.
Okay. So all of this information regarding the terms and conditions of the sweepstakes, she should have received via email. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am. When she actually went on, and I don't know what website because we're only a third-party call center, so I don't know where this is posted or whatever, but it does state in the terms and conditions when they scroll down, and they cannot check out until they scroll down. And when they scroll through the terms and conditions, it will inform them that they are enrolling in a monthly subscription to a meal planning app.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
now,
people say, oh, it's $2 or $1 or $2, and I want a mixer
Yep. Got it. Okay. And would there be any way to request a refund for this charge?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I can get her canceled out of this now.
Yes, please.
I will cancel her out of this, and that's not a problem. And since I can issue her a one-time courtesy refund, I will issue the full amount back to her account, and it will take at least 3 to 5 business days for it to be refunded to the account, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. And do you have, like, a confirmation number for this cancellation or refund?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to know when you're ready to take that down.
Okay, go ahead.
That would be C as in Charlie, 920-744-795.
Okay, I heard C as in Charlie, 920-744-4795.
That is correct.
Okay, wonderful. Then I will go ahead and update her with this new information, and I'll keep an eye out for that charge to be refunded back in 3 or 5 business days.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And can I get your name again?
I did not
understand it.
Joyce.
Joyce.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much, Joyce, for your assistance today. You have an amazing day.
Yeah, same to you, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Mm-hmm.